Welcome to Getting Healthcare Right, a bi-monthly podcast about the business of healthcare. Brought to you by TriHealth and hosted by Jamie Smith, president and publisher of the Cincinnati Business Courier. In this podcast series, we explore changes being made by some healthcare systems to provide care differently and in a way that benefits patients, employers, and entire communities, all while costing less than traditional healthcare delivery. It's about getting healthcare right.
Welcome to today's episode of Getting Healthcare Right, presented by the Cincinnati Business Courier and sponsored by TriHealth. Today, we have Brad Clark from TriHealth. Brad is an account executive for TriHealth Corporate Health. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Joining Brad today is Kelsey Scheibley. Kelsey is executive director of a nonprofit organization called In Return. Welcome to the episode, Kelsey.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Kelsey, I understand that In Return provides a real-life working environment for people living with traumatic brain injuries. Can you tell us a little bit more about the mission of In Return?
Of course. So In Return, we actually help to empower individuals who have suffered a neurological injury, disease, or disorder. We do that by promoting independent living with our job and life skills. So working in a warehouse like light manufacturing, but then life skills at the end of the day. And that could be anything from cooking, reading, to wellness.
Can you tell me a little bit why wellness education is an important part of the life skill training that you do provide?
Yeah, I think wellness education is something everyone can benefit from. But for our associates specifically, these classes kind of change the idea of what wellness is. So for our guys, normally they think of it as just eating decent and exercising. But now there's kind of a focus on the whole person, including the emotional and mental well-being. So these classes kind of teach also how and why. So why are these things important, and also how to incorporate them into their lives? So just easy things that our guys can do or our associates can do. So it's not overwhelming for our associates.
That's great. It just flows so well into all the podcasts that we're doing with TriHealth on just the total health all around the entire population. So I'm excited to hear that. Can you tell me what TriHealth's role is in supporting the health and well-being of your team?
Yeah, so TriHealth actually comes to In Return every week and they lead a class. I don't know if I can name drop here, but
oh, please do.
Abby has been absolutely amazing for our associates. She is there every week, and because of that, she's been able to kind of create a connection with our associates that has been that's really great when you feel supported by an individual person, and that makes learning more fun. So it's been huge for In Return.
Brad, I know that TriHealth Corporate Health partners with many area employers in all kinds of industries. Are there any special considerations needed when you're working with In Return and their associates?
Yeah, but I think you also have to think about there's special needs for every industry that you work with, right? Whether it's manufacturing or an office setting, or as places as unique as In Return, it's really about understanding what their goals are. Because as Kelsey said, the message that we bring there is one that everybody can benefit from. So it's really about listening and understanding the environment and trying to meet employees where they are, regardless of what those employees do or who they are or where they work.
As you think of, again, about the general population and health of all, as you say, you've got to take into consideration all the different possibilities and all the different things it requires in keeping people healthy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And to, you know, to Kelsey's point, too, you talk about that total picture of health is really important. And I know that Abby has spoken very highly and really enjoys going to In Return. It's been a great time. I was very excited to be able to give her a platform on this podcast. So
that's great. Can you tell me what some of the most rewarding aspects of collaborating with In Return on their wellness efforts for you and your team?
Yeah. So in speaking with Abby, who does a lot of the on-site delivery, she personally has just found it really rewarding getting to work with the associates at In Return. They are some of the great people. I don't get to go there as often as some of our coordinators and specialists have, but the times that I've been there, they've been very fun, very friendly, very outgoing, very willing to learn. And what In Return does on a daily basis just really aligns with our values here at TriHealth as well, to go out and serve others in the community and meet them where they are. So it just has been a fantastic partnership. And working with somebody like Kelsey, who both works really, really hard to give her associates what they need and to provide them every benefit and to help them along the way, and to be somebody that really, really cares for the people there at In Return, it's inspiring to work with people like that. So it's just been a great partnership all the way around.
Let's kind of flip that back to Kelsey now. Kelsey, what kind of impact do you believe working with the TriHealth team is having on the lives of your associates there?
So it's been really cool to kind of see this. So wellness is kind of become one of our core classes at In Return, which is important because I think we've been able to kind of build from the ground up. If our associates feel good and they feel supported, they're pretty much unstoppable. And I know that they've been taking some of these lessons that they've been learning in wellness and incorporating them outside of the walls of In Return. And they're growing outside of just In Return, you know, and they're, you know, it's cool to see our associates succeeding in things, just kind of initiating that first little building block of wellness.
It's got to be exciting to watch that, you know, that process take charge. How can somebody that, you know, maybe is listening today, how can they get involved in supporting you or volunteering with In Return?
So there are a few different ways. They can go to our website, which is www.inreturn.org, and go on there and click volunteer or contact us, or they can email me directly, kelsey@inreturn.org. They can also call us, so you can find our phone number on our website as well.
You know, it's always wonderful to hear stories of organizations like yours that are really helping shape our region. We have an awards program here at the Business Courier called our CLIME Awards, and it's all about inclusion and equality. And, you know, just the stories that I hear on a regular basis, again, from organizations like yours, and then organizations like TriHealth that's supporting organizations like yours that are truly making it more equitable for all citizens of the region, regardless of your income level, your disability level. You know, it's just interesting to hear those stories. So I want to thank you for everything you're doing for the organization.
Thank you.
Well, and Jamie, too. Yeah, to even echo that more, because, you know, Kelsey will be humble and not say it, but In Return, you know, they don't take public funds or anything like that. The people that are there are doing this out of the goodness of their heart, and they do an amazing job with their associates. So if anybody out there is listening has an opportunity to run by Kelsey's website or check them out, I really encourage that you do it.
Yeah, I would urge you to check out their website as well. From my understanding and a little bit of research I did for this call, this organization was started by a brother. Who had a brother that was injured, had traumatic brain injury, and he was tired of seeing his brother put in a situation where he was not succeeding. And I think that's where the aggression started this organization. Am I correct?
That is correct. So Rob started In Return for his brother Tom, and that's kind of the whole reason In Return was set up. Rob wanted a place for individuals to feel successful. So we put all of those steps in to help all of our associates feel good. Tom is still there, actually. So if you guys want to come visit and volunteer, you can meet Tom too.
You know what they say about Cincinnati? It's a small world here in Cincinnati. My brother-in-law actually went to high school with Tom. And I remember the accident that did, you know, that took place that caused Tom those injuries. So it's great to hear how he's succeeding now. And, you know, special thanks to his brother for thinking outside the box and creating an organization like yours. Brent, I know you work with a lot of different organizations. This is just an example of, right, of, you know, again, getting healthcare right and putting things out there that are going to help people succeed. Is there anything else you want to say, you know, about TriHealth Corporate Health that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think it aligns with a couple of the goals of TriHealth Corporate Health, right? It serves our responsibility as far as a population health concern goes, and kind of meeting patients with where they are ahead of time to try to prevent people from ever needing to go to the hospital. And also that's all of corporate health's goal, right? To deliver healthcare and education and engagement in a place that's convenient for both employees and potential patients or people who need it. And, you know, in return is a little bit different for us than how we usually do that. But it's just been super fun. And our staff is so malleable and also so informed and educated on what it is that they're doing, that what some people would consider a challenge maybe to go out to a place like In Return is really something that is fun and well within our scope.
You know, I think it's just yet another great example of how TriHealth has really put themselves in the community here in our region and really look for those opportunities to create solutions to fit needs. And that's why I love the theme of this podcast, Getting Healthcare Right, and just, you know, looking at all the ways that we can prevent serious illness, the ways that we can prevent people that may not have the ability to do certain things to continue to have a great life. So I want to thank again, Kelsey, and I also want to thank you, Brad, for being with us today and sharing your stories. I want to welcome everyone that listened today to check out our website at cincinnatibusinesscourier.com. On the left side of our homepage, you'll see our menu, and under that, you'll see partner content. Click on Getting Healthcare Right, and you'll be able to see all the past episodes of this podcast, and you'll hear some of the many examples that I just mentioned about how TriHealth is really working hard to get healthcare right. I want to thank you both for being here, and I want to wish our listeners a great day today. Thanks, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for downloading Getting Healthcare Right, presented by the Cincinnati Business Courier and sponsored by TriHealth. To learn more, visit TriHealth.com.